اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. His Holiness Muhammad and Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny has said, I leave among you the Thaghalain, the Book of Allah, and my Itra. Verily, they will be inseparable from each other until they join up with me at the pool of Kauthar. Perhaps the phrase, they will be inseparable, is an indication that after the passing away of the Holy Prophet, whatever has happened to one of these two has also happened to the other. Once one is left abandoned, the other is left abandoned too. Until these two abandoned thaghls join the Prophet of Allah at Kauthar, this Kauthar, however, may be similitude of the station at which multiplicity connects to the unity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio, and this is your humble host, Zainab Musavi. In this program, we will discuss and elaborate on Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's viewpoints in regards to the station of the mother. In one of his speeches about the mother's role in training a proper progeny, Imam Khomeini says that the mother's service to the community is greater than that of the teacher. It is greater than all other services.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صلي
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صلي على طه النبي وآله.
As you can see, we are so much busy with the materialistic aspects of life that if we don't get appropriate teachings from our parents, and mother especially again, we would go astray as easy as possible. And the human spirit is designed to improve and progress, and receiving advices or lessons by those wiser than us could be a great accommodation to perfect ourselves in this complicated path. And oftentimes, it is in the home that the mother who reprimands and corrects us, you know, in order for us to live our life the best way as we can. Imam Khomeini, as the leader of a great nation, as a policy man, as a great religious man, and as a father of a family, had all these views about women, and he gives so much respect to the rank of women and sees them precious. And all these are while the backward societies did not accept women to be precious and significant.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.